Hey, Dan Bongino here with a little extra bonus. There's a new way for you to listen to my content if you have an Alexa device. Every morning, we post what's called the Bongino Brief, a quick highlight of one of the biggest stories we talk about here on the podcast, designed for your Alexa's flash briefing skill. Right now, you're going to hear today's Bongino Brief. And after that, we're going to tell you how to get the brief on your device.
Dan Bongino.
Welcome to the Bongino Brief. I'm Dan Bongino. This is an important story. The DACA ruling yesterday at the Supreme Court. Wall Street Journal has some of the best coverage I've seen on it yet. Yeah, and Wall Street Journal's, you know, they're iffy on the immigration issue, but their story at the end of the, by their editorial board is spot on. Headline, on DACA, Obama can, but Trump can't? The Supreme Court endorses a double regulatory standard. So what really happened yesterday with the DACA ruling, and now John Roberts, forget John Roberts, he's a full liberal now. He's at the swing vote. Stop calling John Roberts a swing vote. He's a liberal. But he was appointed by Bush. It doesn't matter. He's a full-blown liberal. He's not a swing vote. So they voted yesterday that President Obama's DACA ruling, the deferred arrivals and childhood deferred amnesty, childhood arrivals, you know the program where kids who came here 16 or younger with their parents but were in the country illegally, they would actually be issued paperwork to stay in the United States and totally breaking our immigration laws. Obama himself has admitted he can't do this. He can't create new categories of rights that don't exist legally. But he did it anyway. He didn't follow any of the guidelines. He just said, no, if you come here illegally, this is the essence of it, and you meet these criteria I set, I've now created a new class of U.S. residents. That's what Obama did. Totally against the law. He even admitted it. Case goes all the way to Supreme Court. John Roberts says in a 5-4 ruling, well, even though Obama really can't do that and it's not legal, Trump can't undo it unless he follows the rules. This is the perfect time for the gavel. So here's Roberts. I'm a moron. Case is closed. What? Alito and Thomas are like, wait, let me get this straight. So you're admitting Obama instituting DACA and creating this new class of American residents who don't have to follow the law is totally illegal. But when President Trump recognizes the illegality and stops it, he can't because he has to follow the legal process to make illegality non-legal legal. Everybody was like scratching their heads like, huh? Here's a couple of screenshots from the Wall Street Journal who sums it up beautifully, pretty much. Justice Roberts joined the four. I love this. Join the four liberals. He is a liberal. Let me rephrase that. This is not the Chief Justice Roberts, along with his liberal pals. Now back to the journal, because I don't want to misquote the Wall Street Journal, but I'm adding that. As he so often has, in ruling that the Trump administration hadn't properly followed the Administrative Procedures Act. In other words, the Trump administration didn't follow the rules when calling out illegality. The court remanded the rescission back to DHS to rewrite with a formal rulemaking with notice and comment period. So let me get this straight, they say. So the president didn't follow the rules that Obama didn't follow, but what Obama did was clearly illegal. So the president has to go back and follow the rules? They go on, they say, this may seem routine, but the problem's this. The Obama administration never followed the rules either when it issued DACA in 2012. DACA was never tested in court, but the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals in 2015 issued an injunction against the companion order to DACA. The Supreme Court upheld that injunction, and the Trump administration had every reason to believe DACA was thus illegal too. The court system rules a companion to DACA is illegal. Justice Roberts acknowledges that the Obama administration did not follow the rules when instituting the illegal DACA program and says, no, we can't stop it, though, because the Trump administration, when they're trying to stop the illegality we've recognized as illegal and said is illegal, unless they follow legal rulemaking that the Obama administration didn't follow when they made the rule. Oh, if this thing was like, I do a Dracula impale myself moment right now. This is the only way to save yourself from the stupid. The stake to the heart. There's no other way to kill the stupid at this point. This is unbelievable. What are we talking about?
More in a minute, but first. With cyber attacks on the rise, protecting your data security is more important than ever. So why is Congress considering a law that puts your data at greater risk of being hacked and exposed to foreign networks? The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill shifts billions in consumer spending to less secure payment networks, all so that corporate megastores can make bigger profits. Don't let Durbin-Marshall steal your data. Visit handsoffmyrewards.com/security and tell your senators to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Paid for by Electronic Payments Coalition.
There's more from the Journal piece. Believe it or not, this actually gets worse. I know it's hard to believe. It does. The practical consequence of this ruling is that a president, this is the good part. This is the good, there is it. You just said it got worse. It does. But it's always darkest right before dawn, to be very dramatic and quote terrible songs. The practical consequence of the ruling is that a president can create an unlawful policy without legislation from Congress. But Joseph, a future president cannot lawfully undo it now without first jumping through regulatory hoops that can take years. Oh, well, what's the consequence of that, folks? Well, this is an invitation for executive mischief, especially by presidents at the end of their terms. They'll issue executive orders that will invite years of legal challenges if the next president reverses him. Johnny Roberts didn't think of that one, did he? The ruling is in. John Roberts is not too bright. Well, I got a great idea. New rules, folks, are in effect. The left wants to play by a new set of rules. We can play by them too. So the new set of rules are just announce a bunch of executive orders you have no authority to do. Announce them anyway and let the next presidential administration sue. And for 2 or 3 years, they can work it through the courts. Okay, let's do that too. Let's take those rules and make the Democrats eat those rules themselves. My suggestion, if we're going to do this, and this is John Roberts' new policy, you know, John, big law and order guy, John Roberts, right?
Conservative, constructionist.
I suggest the president issue a bunch of new executive orders. I would suggest one on national reciprocity for carrying your firearm. Just do it. Who needs a legislator? John Roberts just said it. You don't need, just issue an executive order. They'll figure it out later. Don't worry about it. Well, that's a good one, right, Joe? Reciprocity? I mean, yeah. Why should Florida residents have to be subjected to New York's anti-firearm, anti-Second Amendment laws? Why? I mean, we're citizens of the United States.
That's right.
Just issue that one. So I should write these down. That's actually a good idea. Reciprocity. Because I may suggest this to the Trump administration. What are you number two? Folks, I'm actually thinking this out on the air. If you have suggestions, email us. I'm happy to hear. Reciprocity. Let's do another one. Executive order number two. Let's cut the top tax rate to 20%. Dan, you can't do that. You need we can. Roberts just said we can. He said, don't worry. The courts will figure it out later. I got another one. Repeal Obamacare by executive order. Dan, you can't do that. It's a law. There are no laws anymore. We have a monarch, Obama. Monarch, executive order. Then you have to go through the process later. Don't worry about that. Lost them. Forget it. Repeal Obamacare. What else? Here we go. National school choice for every state. Mr. Trump, if you're listening, I know sometimes your staff watches my show. Can we do these executive? Can we line them up? Tee them up right now. Tee them up today.
Yeah.
National school choice everywhere. Joe, don't worry. It's going to take 5 years to work its way through the course. By that time, these kids will already be in schools.
Right.
So don't even worry about it. And they'll actually be learning something. Paul, any suggestions on this one? Anyone in the audience? Any more suggestions? Okay. Make firearms. Five. Last one. I'm a pro-lifer, always have been. Conception to natural death. Definitely national pro-life legislation. This is 100%. It's not even it's an executive order, but again, we don't need legislation. John Roberts said so. So
yeah.
National advocacy on behalf of, we can do a bunch of things. Get rid of Planned Parenthood, federal funding, all that. Executive, just do it. Executive order. We don't legislation. Forget all that stuff. Folks, new rules, babe. As Joe would say, babe, new rules. You want to play by these new rules? John Roberts' new rules are, hey, executive orders, no matter how illegal, you still can't undo them unless you work your way through the whole court system, which could take years. Okay, we can play by those rules too.
The Dan Bongino Show.
If you'd like to hear more, subscribe to the Dan Bongino Show, wherever you get your podcast. Okay, that was today's Bongino Brief. Here's how to get it and listen to it on your Alexa device.
On your phone or tablet, open your Alexa app. Click the hamburger menu in the upper left-hand corner. Select Settings, then select Flash Briefing. After that, click Add Content and use the magnifying glass in the top right to search for the Bongino Brief. Select the Bongino Brief, press Enable to Use, and you're all set. Then, when you're ready to listen, just say to your device, Alexa, play my flash briefing.